Climbing takes us over steep steps to the stars. Climbing takes us over steep steps to the stars. Just what are the stars? What are the stars that we would try to get to? The stars are our dreams. The stars are ideals. The stars are the goals that we have for ourselves. And climbing takes us over the steep steps that get us there. Now, we might think that we would like to have a happy relationship with somebody. Maybe we're in love with somebody, and we would like to have a relationship with them. We'd like to have them know us, and we'd like to know them. We'd like to have them in our world. There's no understanding this sort of thing. There's no understanding why we want people in our world, why we want to have individuals in our world, why we want lovers. But there is something going on inside of our human body that says we want to have someone that we can love, something that we can love, some object, some dog, some cat, some person that we can love. And why is that? That's because we are always seeking outward to give and to be. And as long as we seek outward to give and to be, we're going to be very unhappy people. Because if we haven't first learned how to climb the stars and find ourself and find how wonderful we are, to find out how glorious it is to be in our presence, to see what nobility we have, what genius we have, what delight we have. Oh, we would like to know that very much. We would like to know who we are and what we are. We'd like to know why we are here. We'd like to know what the purpose of it is. And the purpose of our being here is to be ourselves and have fun, to be our highest and best and have fun in enjoying it in every possible way. Now, it's with so many things we don't really understand what it means. We don't really understand what it means to like ourselves, but when we feel good, we tingle all over. We feel so good because there's a goodness within inside of us. And we have to climb over that attitude that says to us, are we worthy of this? Is this something that's beautiful for us? Is this something wonderful for us? Are we worthy of it? And we have to climb over many steps to arrive at the awareness that not only are we worthy of it, we are it. We are the star that we are climbing toward. We are the star that we are looking for as that wonderful, magical time, place, and circumstance where we are so fantastic, so joyous, so wonderful, so magnificent that we think, wow, this is a great world. When the Buddha met his illumination, when he met his nirvana, when he met that peace within himself, he didn't say, oh, this is a wonderful place. He didn't say, this is what I've been looking for. When he found it, he found that he had reached the stars. He had found that he had reached the greatest, most glorious experience that his life could ever offer him. He had found something that was turning him on and making him feel worthwhile, making him feel glorious, making him feel good. And he didn't know how or why it happened. He just became still and listened within. When we become still, we sort of set up a series of vibrations within our heart. And those vibrations are glorious and wonderful vibrations. And when we get those vibrations right, when we get those vibrations harmonious within us, we seek no longer for anything else. We just dwell in those vibrations. When Mozart was writing his music, he was listening to the divine within himself. He was listening to the magic within him. And when the vibrations of that magic were just perfect, when the vibrations of that magic were just ideal for him, he sought no further. He sought no further in any area of his life. He just lived in that beautiful, wonderful attitude of who and what he is and was and always will be. It's a glorious thing, for sure. It's a glorious idea for each of us to live in that attitude of mind, to live in that attitude of being, to live in that attitude of oneness, to live in the realization that we have reached the stars. We have reached the heavens. We have reached the ideal. We have reached, no matter how steep the steps may have been as we climbed our way up, when we have reached it, we just feel a tingle inside of us. We feel a goodness inside. We feel the vibrations of all that are harmonious. Now, we know many people have studied Hinduism. They've studied Christianity. They've studied all the religions of the world. And as they study this, they, for a while, get tangled up in the business of studying. They get tangled up in the attitude of what the teachings are. And pretty soon, they let all this go. They let all this go. When you are climbing, and you are so engrossed in your climbing, you are so engaged in your climbing, you don't realize you're climbing anymore. You just climb gently, wonderfully, your eye on your goal, your eye on that spiritual reality within you. And the climb is no longer difficult. You can climb to the tippy top. It's just like the Sherpa Indians in the Himalayas. They're wonderful, magnificent people. They live in that high altitude. They live in that high altitude on that sub-zero, sub-sub-zero temperature, and they don't think a thing about it. They even walk barefoot. They even walk with very limited clothing because they are moving toward that high attitude, that high altitude, where they don't think anything about it. You say, well, surely they do. Yes, you and I think they do, but they don't. They don't. It's like the Tierra del Fuego Indians on the tip of South America. They walk around naked year-round, unaware of the sub-zero weathers that they're in, unaware of the cold air that's coming up from the Antarctic, unaware of that miserable climate. And they even go in swimming and they go catching fish because they're untouched by it. They're climbing the stars to their divinity. And they're doing all these things. They don't think a thing about it. They don't think that they're in a terrible place. They don't think that things are not good because they don't know that. In their heart is all that they say, this is our place. This is where we live. This is who we are. And they climb to that awareness. And they will take an animal skin and they'll hang it on their shoulder and use it as a carrying bag for the fish that they catch or whatever doings that they're doing. You and I are climbing that steep road to the stars. Climbing takes us up steep steps to the stars. But we don't think that we're climbing steep steps to the stars. We just think that we are climbing toward our goal of being ourselves and having fun. like the Sherpas, being themselves and having fun, like the Mongolian people living in the high desertous areas, the high areas of the coldness, and like the Tierra del Fuego people. All of these people think nothing of it. And people living in the jungle, living in the very difficult temperatures of the jungle and the humidity of it, they acclimate to that at no time. At no time at all, it takes for them to acclimate to it, and then that's their nature, that's their place where they live. And they don't want to leave it because they have acclimated to it. And you and I, we have acclimated to our busy communities. We have acclimated to our cities. And as we have done this, we have climbed the stairs to the stars of the top of our acclimation, top of our acceptance of who and what and where we are. And we find it all very good. We find it all very wonderful. We find it all very magnificent. As you climb the stairs to your stars, as you climb toward your goal, as you have your eye on your goal, remember that it's not a climb. It's merely a movement of acclimation. And acclimation needs no movement at all. It means merely inner acceptance. Inner acceptance of wherever you are. You have chosen to be there, and it's the most beautiful place in the universe. Wherever you are is the most beautiful place in the universe because you have chosen to be there. Accept this now, know this now, be this now, enjoy this now, and realize how wonderful everything is. And the stairs are not steep. They're merely an acclimation into your choice in life. Find that for yourself now and realize that you are wonderful. You are fabulous. You are glorious. You are magnificent. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever will matter. Because that's who you are. That's what you are. That's why you are. And know this today for yourself. And rather than being sorry for where you find yourself as you are moving toward your goal, with your eye on the goal alone, the goal is all you know, even as you are moving toward it, even as you are claiming it, even as you are accepting it. Live in that goal. That's your reality. Climb those steps that are not steep at all. They're merely an acclimation of who you are. Know this in everything that you do, and watch how fantastic your life is from this moment forward. And while you're doing it, know that with all my heart and all my soul, I find you, my creation, the most beautiful beings in the universe. I find me the most beautiful being in the universe. And with all my soul and all my heart and all my being, I know that I love you. I love you. I love you.